This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Wendy Fournier is president of the National Autism Association. You can learn more online at nationalautismassociation.org, and she joins me live on the program. Wendy, how are you doing?
Hi, Coy. It's so nice to talk to you. I'm doing great. Thank you.
Absolutely. How's your family? How is everyone?
Everybody's doing really well right now. Glad the summer's almost here. Had a very long winter in Rhode Island.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah, we did here in Virginia, too. It gets snowed in a few more times than we would like, but we all deserve a good summer.
You did get a little bit of snow there, huh?
Yeah, it was pretty brutal, actually. So but we want to let folks know about a symposium that is going to be held tomorrow morning that folks can actually watch in real time online. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. The National Autism Association is sponsoring a four-hour symposium tomorrow here in Chicago. We're at the Autism One Conference, and the symposium will be addressing restraint and seclusion of children in schools, basically addressing the abuse of children with special needs in a school setting. So the symposium will be broadcast live on the internet at autismone.org, and we'll be providing lots of information for both parents and educators.
We're talking with Wendy Fournier of the National Autism Association. Wendy, for folks who don't have autism in their life or even just special needs children in their lives and aren't familiar with this issue, why is this important and why is it worth people gathering from around the country to talk about this?
Well, there was a report that came out last May from the Government Accountability Office, and they were looking into the issue of reported abuse of children in schools, special needs children, who were being restrained or placed into seclusion rooms, and the children were injured. Some children died as a result of improper restraints. They're basically being abused. So the Government Accountability Office did an investigation, and they found that there's no federal guidelines or legislation that bans this type of abuse from happening in schools. So there's no required training on a federal level. A lot of states, 19 states, in fact, have absolutely not even any state laws or guidelines that protect children from being abused in the classroom. So they found very significant abuse going on without any type of oversight by either federal or state government.
It's amazing. Yeah. What do you think is the source of this? I mean, is it just underpaid and overwhelmed public school employees who just don't know better?
I think that's probably part of it. You know, kids with, we'll talk about just autism for today, but kids with autism many times have behavioral issues and they find communication very, very difficult. A lot of kids are completely nonverbal. And the only way that they can express that something's wrong is by acting out behaviorally. And school personnel have got to be trained in the proper way to handle a child who is acting out behaviorally, whether they're trying to hurt themselves or hurt someone else. And with proper training, you can avoid restraints or, seclusion rooms altogether. But it really comes down to, the school districts need to have the funding to train the school personnel to work with these types of kids. They can be very challenging, but restraint can kill. And the only people that should ever do restraint are people who have had extensive training on how to do it safely.
We're talking with Wendy Fournier. She is president of the National Autism Association. It's online at nationalautismassociation.org tomorrow morning. Wendy, again, the specifics and the nuts and the bolts of how people can tune into this online symposium.
All you need to do is go to autismone.org, and it will be live streaming from that website tomorrow at 8 a.m.
And this is
also,
go ahead.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to say that there are several presentations throughout this weekend. The conference is running through Sunday, and there are a lot of presentations that will be broadcast live on the web. So for families who are affected by autism, be sure to check the website and find, the topics that you're interested in. And it's all free.
And it's Autism One, and you spell the word out, autismone.org. And they'll be simulcasting and putting up a lot of video and audio of the events at the big conference going on this week. in Chicago. We're talking with Wendy Fournier of the National Autism Association. Wendy, besides the struggles that these kids face at school, in schools, whether it's a private school or a public school, they, you know, often find themselves around other adults who have no idea what autism is, no training at all, no idea how to react. They just see a kid having a meltdown, and they swoop him up and throw him into a room and lock the door, and it's just horrific to think of. Besides those challenges, there's also the really truly chilling problem of wandering that many families with autism are very familiar with, but other folks might not be. And as you know, if you live in a neighborhood with a child with autism or in a community where there are children with autism, this is something you definitely should know about.
Absolutely. And the public needs to be aware that autism is now affecting 1 in 110 children. It is very likely that you do have a child in your neighborhood that has an autism diagnosis. And the wandering issue comes into play with kids who really do not have a sense of danger. And they'll become hyper-focused on something that they want, some place that they want to go. And like a little escape artist will sneak away, you know, at any moment. The parents could take their eyes off them for 2 seconds, and this child would wander off. This has happened to me. My daughter has wandered out of the house without my knowledge. It is the scariest thing in the world to not know where your child is. And this issue of wandering is happening more and more as we have, you know, an increase in the number of children affected by autism. And we're starting to hear a lot of stories about it on the news. There was a little girl in Florida that was all over the national news a few weeks ago. Her name is Nadia Bloom. She wandered off. She wanted to do a little exploring, and she got lost in a swampy area for 5 days before they found her. But the challenge really comes into play when you have a child who is nonverbal, and people searching for that child. If the child is unable to respond when their name is called, it's extremely difficult to find these kids. So we have a lot of deaths in the autism community that could be avoided, you know, by using tracking devices. Programs like Project Lifesaver is a wonderful program where kids wear a wristband that emits a unique radio signal, and the children can be found very, very quickly with that. So kids that are at risk of wandering, you know, any parents out there that have a kid that's a runner, please go to our website, nationalautism.org, and look at our Found program. Look at our safety toolkit. There's a link right on the front page. We are working with federal health agencies, CDC, NIH, trying to address this issue very quickly to keep our kids safe from wandering.
There you go. Again, the website, nationalautism.org, right there on the front page, Autism and Wandering. You can click on that to download and print out the Autism and Wandering Prevention brochure. Learn more, please, even if you don't have a child with autism in your family. I can promise you, you do in your community, and we need all the help we can get. Wendy Fournier, one of those folks making that possible, participating in the Autism One conference this week in Chicago, and you can tune in to those events online at autismone.org. Wendy, thank you so much, and have a good conference.
Thank you, Coy. Talk to you soon.
Okay, take care.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.